part of us into the classroom in ways that felt natural. These interests, for me, it was music, and for Hope, it was crafts, became anchors for teaching, reading, and math skills in innovative ways. By drawing on them, we were able to create lessons that our students were absorbed with and persisted at, despite a high level of academic challenge. Best of all, our students exhibited joy and delight when they accomplished the work. In this way, we learned early on that it's not just the content, but the delivery method that matters. Today, we go all out to find ways to implement our wildest ideas, because we've learned that creativity is the key to engagement, and engagement is the magic pixie dust that makes kids want to come to school. And yes, it's true that student engagement can sometimes seem like a hollow buzzword. Yet increasingly, it is seen as a much-needed outcome of K-12 educational reforms in an era when the U.S. college dropout rate for first-time students at a four-year university is hovering around 50%. Even when our students are earning the grades and test scores to get into college, they aren't engaged or committed enough to stay there for 4 years because they never became lifelong learners. We believe student engagement and a love of learning are lacking in so many classrooms because too many teachers don't truly understand what engagement is or what it looks like. Most of us were taught to focus on standards and assessments. But let's face it, when teachers focus only on standards and assessments, they burn out quickly.